Very disappointed we didn't close it out. Third time now that we've done that, got so close and not close it out. So we cannot keep doing that. And you can dress it up as much as you like to say it's 2 points away at Newcastle, but at the end of the day, you know, that was a game that we should have won again. So, and the players know it. I mean, I didn't have to tell them at the end in the huddle on the pitch. They were probably the most disappointed I've seen them all season, which is hopefully a good sign, because they were very hard on themselves and knew that when they got into the lead, again, it was that case of sitting back a bit like we did against Wasps, sitting back and making, you know, a bit tentative, then the errors crept in instead of really going for it. And you cannot sit back, and they keep saying it. And, you know, hopefully the penny will drop one day. But I like the way that the players were very hard on themselves at the end of the game. It saved me. In fact, I was, for a change, actually a little bit more positive with them to say, well, we have got 2 points here. You know, you'd have thought we'd have lost with the reaction the players had and how quiet the dressing room is at the moment.
Second half, you hardly put Newcastle under any pressure at all.
No, we didn't. No, I think some of our kicking wasn't far enough, and then we were conceding, you know, penalties on our own ball at set piece, which was odd. And we didn't really mount any threatening attacks either. So Newcastle did step it up. I mean, if a team that's behind, they've got to at home. You know, it was a huge, huge game for Newcastle, and they stepped up the intensity. But we failed to do that. I think in the first half, I haven't seen us tackle as hard as that. I mean, some of the hits were ferocious. In the second half, part of this sitting back was just allowing them to run on, and we weren't making the tackles, we weren't making the dominant hits, and Newcastle looked very good. In the first half, we stopped them in the tracks most of the time. So we just dropped the levels of intensity there, which it's not a fitness thing, I'm absolutely certain about that. It's just a mental thing where we just, all of us, are a little bit frightened once we're in the lead. You know, think, oh, hang on, how are we going to close this one out? So again, they know it, and it's something we've got to work on. And these next two games in Europe, we've got to get two good wins to regain that confidence of winning, and really, in the back of our minds, get that winning mentality.
You know, the Warriors fans love to talk about Joe Carlisle. You brought him in tonight. How did he do for you?
I think for 50 minutes, he was excellent. I thought he ran the game really well first half. He kicked well, goal kicked well. Hardly put a foot wrong, really, and his defence was excellent. I think towards, you know, the side got a little bit, lost its way a bit in the second half, and I think he just needed a bit of help. I think he'd done his 60 minutes, and I think he controlled it really well, but I think perhaps he just needed a change there. That was a positive change, being Andy Goon, I think, on at that stage, who was used to those sort of situations. But I thought Joe, for the first 50, 60, was very good.
You also brought Sam Betty in tonight. He's not had too many opportunities. Jake Abbott taken ill, and he seemed to have a decent start for you.
Yeah, I was very pleased with Sam. He's we've been working him at six as opposed to seven. Seven's quite a crucial position in attack and defence. Jake Abbott pulled out through his illness. We switched Sam in. We brought Matt Kovacic up on the day, so we didn't put him straight in because he's had a long journey up today because Jake was ill at the last minute. But I thought he was very good. I think he's very combative, and I don't think Sam made too many mistakes today.
You talk about the game next week. Is it almost, Stade Français, but is it almost pressure off? Like the pressure of the Premiership is off when you're playing in Europe?
Yeah, but there are a lot of things we need to get right. We're going to pick a very strong team for Stade Français. The majority of the starting 15 will be playing against Stade Français. I think we're going to probably give an opportunity to two backs and two forwards, subject to injury tonight, who deserve a chance to come into the first team and show what they can do on the back of LV Cup performances. So we're going to treat it very seriously, and we want to get off to a good start in the Amelin Challenge and get a win on Thursday night against Stade Français. And these players know that we need to use these two games to make sure we improve, so that when we come to Bath at home in the next Aviva Premiership, you know, we are better than we were tonight.